Hachette Audio presents Prophecy of the Sisters. Written by Michelle Zink. Read by Eliza Dushku. Dedication to my mother, Claudia Baker, for betting on me.
One. Perhaps because it seems so appropriate, I don't notice the rain. It falls in sheets, a blanket of silvery thread rushing to the hard, almost winter ground. Still, I stand without moving at the side of the coffin. I am on Alice's right. I am always on Alice's right, and I often wonder if it was that way even in our mother's womb, before we were pushed screaming into the world one right after the other. My brother Henry sits near Edmund, our driver, in Aunt Virginia, for sit is all Henry can do without the use of his legs. It was only with some effort that Henry and his chair were carried to the graveyard on the hill so that he could see our father laid to rest. Aunt Virginia leans in to speak to us over the drumming rain. Children, we must be going. The Reverend has long since left. I cannot say how long we have been standing at the mound of dirt where my father's body lay, for I have been under the shelter of James's umbrella, a quiet world of protection providing the smallest of buffers between me and the truth. Alice motions for us to leave. Come, Leah, Henry. We'll return when the sun is shining and lay fresh flowers on Father's grave. I was born first, though only by minutes, but it has always been clear that Alice is in charge. Aunt Virginia nods to Edmund. He gathers Henry into his arms, turning to begin the walk back to the house.